we present Bert's Place. Hi, come in. It's nice to see you again. Have a seat. I won't be a second. Oh, I was just looking at my photographs. I've got so many on this machine and I want to make sure I've got them all backed up. I don't want to lose them. Yes, of course you can look. Come over here beside me. That? Oh, now that is someone we haven't talked about before. My niece, Anderlane. She has an interesting story. Anderlane is the eldest daughter of my oldest brother, Bartle Alphadan. Back in those days, Barty was a very important lep, and no one felt that more than himself. He worked as an advocate. That's the nearest lep equivalent to the human lawyer. I'm afraid Barty and I never got on very well. I found him narrow-minded, cold-hearted, self-opinionated, and pompous. He had really rubbed salt into my wounds when I was on trial for code violation. One of his young lings had heard Dad and I talking about my troubles down by the water pump. She had told Barty, who had then spread it all over the colony, with, I'm sure, many a gloat and an embellishment. Now, back in the late spring of 2012, Barty was causing even more trouble. His daughter Anderlane wanted to get married to a really nice young lep named Gordus. We all thought it a great match, but Barty didn't like Gordy's father because of some old work quarrel, and for that reason, the marriage was forbidden. The row had been rumbling on for weeks until, in desperation, Andy wrote to me saying that they were going to run away and asking if I could help. Here, look, this is where I used to live before we came to the lair. The Merseyside tomb, I used to call it. Since Brian and I moved, it was empty most of the time. We only came back when we absolutely had to. I had the bright idea of letting Gordy and Andy stay there while we made arrangements for a secret wedding. Oh, stars, I'll never forget their faces when they saw the place for the first time. Look, here's Andy in the kitchen. She practically took up residence there for the duration. I'd bought food for them, but I could have saved myself the trouble. Gordy foraged in the garden and hedgerows, and Andy cooked enough of our wild lep food to feed an army. Let me tell you, I had hard work avoiding having to eat it when I came to visit. This is Gordy in the garden, look. The weeds are nearly as high as he is. Well, we weren't there enough to worry about little things like keeping the garden tidy. It was a good job, really, as things turned out. Oh, look, here are wedding pictures. Yes, I bought that dress online for Andy. Doesn't she look lovely? Yes, you're right. This is the den here at the lair. The holder of the hand in our colony agreed to marry them, but it had to be outside the colony in case Barty turned up and ruined everything. Oh, that's Andy's mum, Minnie Marnie. I always thought she was a real mouse, but she turned out to be a very brave little femme. You might want to have a look at my journals for that time. I wrote lots leading up to and during the time of the wedding. I explain everything in a lot more detail than I have time for here. Oh no! I thought I deleted these. Slent! That! Oh, that's Teely. Oh, alright, you can see. There. Stars, that awful pink lurex catsuit. Look how she stands out among the neat simple clothes everyone else is wearing. She absolutely ruined the party for me. I didn't want to believe it when she turned up. It was like some horrible nightmare come to life. Hi, Uncle Arf. All right, Auntie Kitty. Fantastic that you could make it. Go and have some food. The happy couple are over there by the table. And Gordy's helping with the drinks. Hi, come in. It's great that you could make it. Teely, what on earth are you doing here?
Oh, and nice to see you too, darling.
But what are you doing here?
I met Anderlane when I turned up at your Merseyside place last week looking for you. She invited me in for some gruesome kind of greenish tea and we got talking. She invited me. I assume that's okay.
Well, I suppose so, but I don't know what Hinky's going to say about this. You'd better go in. You're holding up the line.
Well, really, darling, you might pretend that you're at least a little bit pleased to see me. Come and pour me a drink.
I'm afraid I can't at the moment. I am rather busy. Hi, Toby, Lena. Sorry to keep you waiting. Fantastic of you to come. Do go in and enjoy the party. Oh dear, this is going to be a nightmare.
Doing?
Okay, not too bad. The oven timer's got 5 more minutes to go. I'm just cutting up more cheese, and we're probably going to need more salad before long. You can cut some when I'm finished if you like.
Okay, they're all having a fantastic time, aren't they? I'm so glad. How are we doing for drink? Do I need to open...
Oh, Ryan, Elle, please give me something to do quick.
Oh, we've got it all under control at the moment. Why, is there a problem?
You could say that. A problem? In bright pink high heels, Teely's managed to get herself invited here, and she's all over me like a rash. She won't leave me alone. What can I do?
Well, you could try and avoid her.
Oh, yes, Brian. Very clever. That's really easy in a room this size with this many people in it. I just need to keep busy so that she won't pounce. So please, please give me something to...
Bert, darling! My glass is empty. Come and fill it for me.
Oh, no. See? Coming, Teely.
Sweetie, I was wondering where on earth you got to.
I just needed a minute.
Oh, shall I go away?
No, sit down. You've been rushed off your feet all evening.
Oh, that's better. I'm sorry about Teely. She really is a bit much, isn't she?
She really is, and I'm very cross with Andy for inviting her at all. She may have thought that I'd like it, but she doesn't behave like a femme should.
You're seeing a lot more of your own people these days, aren't you? I don't want to pry into your business, but if there ever was a femme who you liked...
I know where you're going with this one, Elle. It isn't going to happen, and you should know why better than anyone. Apart from that, I like working where I do, and I like living in the human world. It's great to be able to see more of my family now. I really do love it. But you have no idea how wonderful it is to be able to come back here at the end of a visit... and go to sleep here, in my lovely comfy closet.
Oh, Bert.
Ah, so this is where your heart is. You've left me all alone. come out, wherever you are.
Oh, no.
I think these are the last of the glasses, Elle.
Oh, great. Thanks, babe. I've just got a few more bits and bobs here, and with those glasses, we'll have one more sink full of dishes.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, it all went off really well, didn't it? Apart from that idiotic elf.
Yes, it certainly did, but we don't want a party every week, do we? I'm exhausted. Where's Bert?
I sent him off to his closet. He's absolutely dead on his nose. I did feel sorry for him, didn't you?
Yeah, he's always so polite to everybody, isn't he? He couldn't even be rude to Teely when she was clinging all over him.
You have to admit, though, it did have its funny side, didn't it?
Yeah, I know. What on earth was that?
This is too much. I can't deal with this.
Bert, calm down and tell us what's wrong.
It's that Teely. She's out cold in my closet, on my bed.
Oh, no.
Elle, I need to use your phone. Is that okay?
Yes, of course, sweetie. Anything you want.
Hink, it's me, Bert. You need to come over here and collect your girlfriend. I'll tell you when you get here. It's a long story, but please, just come as quick as you can. Thanks. See you soon. Bye. Right, he's on his way. Look, I don't know about you two, but I'm just tired out. I'd kill for a nice, ordinary cup of tea. Can I put the kettle on?
Oh, good idea. Let's do that.
There, let's just go back to a quiet life for a while. And please, nobody talk to me about weddings for a very long time. It was easy enough to put the wedding behind us, but the problem of Teely refused to go away. In fact, just after the wedding, it got worse. My old friend Hinky had looked pretty fed up when he'd arrived to remove Teely bodily from my closet. And a couple of days later, I received an email saying he'd finished with her for good, and he advised me to do the same. All very well for him to say. I dare say he wasn't getting bombarded with emails and texts night and day. I was extremely busy at this time. Gordy and Andy were still in the old house on honeymoon and needed checking on from time to time. Mella had just come back from the healing gardens, and I was helping to ease her back into colony life. Brian and Elle were extremely busy with radio work as well as everyday chores. And while I was rocketing back and forth between London, Merseyside and Wales, my phone was always chiming and bleeping with the latest inanities from Elfhold.
I just don't know where to put myself. Hinky's being so completely and utterly heartless, changing his phone number, blocking all my emails. I mean, what did I ever do to him to deserve such awful treatment? I did everything I could for that elf. Never said a word. Always so sweet to a poor Teasels. Do come and talk to me. I'm so bored. Oh, my silly old boss, he shouted at me today because I was 5 minutes late with a silly old report. Such a lovely time at Marky's today, darling. Wish you'd been there. Oh, missing you so much. Can't wait to see you. Gonna give you the biggest, hugest hug and show you what real food tastes like. Not that awful grass pie or whatever it is you eat. Do send me a text and let me know when we can meet. I'm absent. This is really too much. I'm in a crisis. We have to meet. I need all my friends around me at this terrible time. Where are you? I miss you so much. I need to see you.
Darling,
you're being incredibly naughty. Why won't you come and talk to your poor little...
Don't be like that. I just don't care anyway.
Who wants to talk to a ridiculous lep with silly little pointy ears? And he's got green eyes.
I think I'm going to have just one more little nightcap. Hey, but I just thought of something. Did you win a prize for PE at your school? PE for pointy ears. Pointy ears. Never trust anyone they say with silly black pointy ears. You won't come and talk to me. Oh, it's not fair. I haven't got any friends. Bird, where have you got to, you ridiculous pointy ears?
So sorry about last night, darling. Oh, taking the day off sick. Had a bit too much champers. Text me, naughty lep.
You're not still angry about the pointy ears thing, surely? You know Teely didn't mean it.
Oh, do text me. Let's have dinner soon. I found a lovely new restaurant. Seriously, Bert, do let's get together soon. I need you.
I tried ignoring the endless stream of messages. I tried answering them as briefly as possible. I tried everything I could think of, but nothing would work. Teely, for whatever reason, wanted some kind of close relationship with me. And as I told Elle, that just wasn't going to happen. I didn't know her well at all, but what I had seen, I didn't like. Finally, in desperation, I asked Brian and Elle what to do about it. They said that the best way to put out a fire was to throw cold water on it. In other words, tell Teely how I felt face to face. Which is how I found myself in Elfhold one Wednesday evening, sitting in a revolting pink restaurant called Amoroso. It is quite literally the tackiest place I've ever been in. Everything is either decorated with hearts or is heart-shaped, even the food. Teely chatted, giggled, and flirted with me through the long, fizzy pink aperitifs, the heart-shaped asparagus tartlets, and the heart-shaped tian of lamb. I tried to be friendly and polite in a non-committal way. My patience finally ran out as dessert was brought in. The candles near our table were extinguished, and a huge, heart-shaped confection of layered pancakes, ice cream and fruit arrived, flaming with brandy and topped with a sparkler in a heart-shaped holder with the words, "I love you" on it. No.
It's the Amoroso special, darling. Isn't it killing?
That's one way of describing it, yes.
And see the two spoons? We have to feed each other. It's a long-standing tradition. Come on, no shirking. Teely's hungry.
No, Teely. Waiter, please take this away and bring us some coffee. You could also relight these candles, please.
Darling, don't you think that was a little rude? After all, this is supposed to be my treat, you know.
Yes, I am sorry about that, Teely, but there was no way I could have eaten that, and there was no sense in leaving it there to congeal.
Well, I could...
You could just stop talking for a while and listen. I told you I wanted to have dinner with you because I needed to talk to you. Well, I've listened to you all evening, but now I really must talk.
I'm listening. Go on.
Teely... Don't you think it's time you stopped all this?
Or what, darling?
You know perfectly well, and stop that too. Teely, I'm not your darling. Not even the people closest to me call me that. And I don't like to hear that from you because it just isn't right. Please don't say it again.
You're being very cruel. Don't you like me at all?
To be absolutely honest, I just don't know. You haven't given me the chance to know you. I don't like the Teely who sends me heaps of messages, who giggles and chatters and flirts, who wears gaudy clothes, who turns up at places uninvited by me and makes a fool of herself, who gets drunk and passes out on my bed, who does everything she can to get someone who she must see she can't have. No, I don't like that Teely at all. But I don't think that is really you. I think my best friend would have had a lot more sense than to fall for someone like that. I think there's a Teely I don't know. Someone who designed the closet I love to sleep in. Someone who once made Hink very happy. Someone fun-loving, warm-hearted and sensible. That Teely and I could be really good friends. If I could only get to know her.
You... He'd be so jealous.
Oh, Teely. Hinky wouldn't care if you had a blue elephant with a pink trunk. That sun has set, Sia.
Sia? You called me Sia. Isn't that the lamp for sweetheart?
Zlent. No, Teely. It's no good. If you want to be friends, I'd like it. I'd like to know that other Teely. But otherwise...
That is quite all right. You've made yourself abundantly clear. I'm sorry to have taken up your time. Waiter, this person is leaving. Call him a floater, will you? And, waiter, bring me a bottle of champagne.
I should have felt relieved. I should have felt happy I was free and everything was all okay. I didn't. I felt guilty, unhappy, and absolutely awful. I was terrified Teely would do something silly, drink herself into oblivion or stars know what. For the next couple of days, I willed my phone to chime, for my inbox to be full of mails. I didn't hear a single word. Then, on the Friday evening, I finally got an email.
Hi, Bert. Well, Prontz, where do I start? Well, firstly, with apologies, I suppose. I'm terribly sorry for behaving so badly the other night, and... For a long time before that. Trying to get you into a relationship when I'm still in pieces about Hinky was an awful way to behave. I told you the other night that I was trying to make him jealous. That's only partly true. I suppose the sad truth is that since he went back to the States, I've been so desperately lonely. Oh, sure, there are plenty of elves I could go out with, but they're not Hink. Not anything like him. I wanted to go out with you because you reminded me of him, of all the good times we had. I thought if I was with you, it would help me to keep him a little bit longer. When you sent my expensive dessert away and told me that you didn't like this Teely, I suddenly, for one wild moment, wanted to make you like me even more. Not because you were Hink's friend, but because you were you, When you told me in that kind, firm, inexorable way that it was no good, I could suddenly see in your eyes how you saw me. I wanted to kill you. I was so mortified. But even when I was so angry showing you the door, I still wanted you to come back. You're very special, you know. I'm grateful to you for pointing out to me that I've been making a fool of myself. The truth is hard to hear, but sometimes you still need to hear it. So, about that Alatili, do you still think she's in here somewhere? I don't know myself. I've all but drowned her in champagne these last few months. But if you'll come to dinner next week, we could try and find her. I promise there'll be no strings attached, just friends. We'll have dinner at my place. I'll cook, and I promise there'll be no heart-shaped anything, no pink drinks, and no shared dessert. What do you say? Please, do say you'll come. Your friend, Teely.
Stars, it's a wonder this mouse is still in one piece. I nearly broke it hitting reply when I got that. Well, of course I went to dinner. Look, there's Teely's flat. Isn't it elegant? We had a lovely dinner and talked for ages. I didn't want to go home. What's that thing they say in the old film Elle likes? It was the start of a beautiful friendship.